because we're in the service industry, even though I'm not in the service, I don't know what all you are doing, but I'm not in the service industry.
I'm not a service provider.
I'm an artist and you're paying me that way.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sid Charisse.
And I'm David Bosher.
And you're listening to Destroy the Hairdresser,
where we teach you to salon differently.
If you are still using a front desk in your salon, it may be time to future-proof your business with Aura Salonware. Aura allows you and your team to check clients out from any device. That means there's no need for a front desk or front desk overhead. What's even more amazing is that clients can check themselves out using the Aura app from their own device. With Aura Salonware, you can finally let technology streamline your business. Start removing your front desk today by visiting aurasalonware.com/DTH to receive special discounts and promos. Are you exhausted trying to get your team to understand the cost of product use? Let's jump into the future with Salon Scale. Have more proactive conversations with real numbers that can help create less waste. Salon Scale software is a pro stylist app that gets your team educated on the real costs of doing business.
Salon Scale is a great solution for wasting less color and making more profit. Visit salonscale.com/DTH and use code DTH10 at checkout for 10% off.
Okay, so it made me think about this, especially because you were making fun of my boots, about how important dress code is. First off, these boots are hot.
Can we get a zoom in on the boots? For anyone who's watching, Sid's boots are deadly.
I don't know how.
What's the difference between those and like someone who wears like weighted ankle workout bracelets?
Oh, it keeps my quads like fire. They are pretty heavy, but they're so cute. But it got me thinking about the insane rules that we have around dress code in salons. And we've really broken out of it, but it got me. So I actually got to visit one of our future-proof salons, Goldenrod Parlor in Gainesville, recently. And I don't think about dress code at all anymore because we have so much freedom in our DTH salon. So it's not even like something that I feel necessary to talk about. But I'm looking around and I'm looking at all our stylists and how like some of them are coming in like shorts with like crop tops and like, you know, flannels tied around their waist. And some are having so much expression in their hair and like the accessories. And some are coming up in like really with like pantsuits and 17-inch heels. And I was just like, this is what it should be like. Like having that freedom for stylists to express themselves without these arbitrary.
Arbitrary.
Okay.
That's right.
I feel like my tongue got caught on the roof of my mouth and it came out arbitrary.
Like you were eating Wonder
yeah,
Bread?
Yeah, like I was eating cherries. And
eating cherries?
Yeah, like I felt like... Anyways, let's move on. It's a coffee. I'm like spazzing
eating
out.
Eating cherries? What is that?
Like you have cherries and you're like mumble mouth.
Oh.
Like I could have said marbles.
Thing? Yeah, I would say marbles.
Oh, you would? I would not. Cherries.
Sis got cherries in her mouth. I am still surprised that salons have, I forget.
That's what I'm saying.
That like the world still does that.
And I love this too. One of our coaches was talking about this of like, and he sent us a picture and I was like, oh my God. But I forget that salons will be like, okay, well, we don't have to just wear black. You can wear white or gray as well.
No, I remember working for a
salon.
They
all look like a cult.
Listen, I remember working for a salon.
As we're wearing all black right now.
I wear all black because...
I mean...
I don't feel like trying. That's why. But I remember working for salons where you... Well, it was all black. And then like it came, then it was like, okay, you can wear gray.
Yeah. Or you can wear a spicy shoe.
You...
You all black, but your shoes can be a different color.
And then it was, you can wear jeans, but they can't have holes in them. That was another big one. And it's funny because all these people that hate drag queens are requiring people to dress up every day a certain way. It's like, it's all drag at some point.
Everything is.
When I live in New York City and I watch all the douchebag, like, Wall Street guys, I'm like, they're all just dressed up as a character.
Oh, for the Wall Street character.
Yeah. They're dressed up as businessman.
An NPC.
Right? As an NPC, yeah. As a drag artist.
Yeah.
Okay, like he's playing
today,
a role.
Today, I am on Wall Street. Tomorrow, I'm a surfer bro.
This
on the beaches
shirt says I know hedge
money.
Funds.
Yeah. This tie means business. But that's what it was. I remember, you know, when I first became a hairdresser, it was like, you wear all black so you stand out.
Oh, no.
I was told
you wear all black so the client stands out.
I don't remember that.
I was told that.
Both of those suck.
Because you're a service provider, like a waiter, I'm supposed to disappear into the background while the client takes all the. And I don't know if you've met a hairdresser. That's just never going to happen. That's just not what our industry is.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, I grew up with a dad who's, he's an entrepreneur. And he always taught me to, like, be professional, dress professionally. And I had to work.
But what is professional?
Well, when you grew up on a farm in northern Michigan, it was wearing a suit and going to work and whatever. But in my, like, there was a part of me that when I became a hairdresser that I liked the professional look. Because it allowed it, I felt like I could take myself more seriously.
Mm.
So I liked wearing blazers to work, and I liked it made me feel good.
Let me tell you something: someone can wear a blazer and be a complete asshole. I guess I just professionalism to me.
You're
I don't
wearing
even,
a blazer right now,
and I'm an asshole. I don't know. I don't know what professionalism is because it really varies on opinion. So
if
I feel like
I
professionalism is just
know,
made up.
It is. It's patriarchal and racist. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't have to go any further.
Absolutely. And sexist.
It's misogynist. Yeah, it's misogynistic. There's all these things that we've kind of like made up that are acceptable. And artists have always kind of, you know, especially like fashion artists and fashion designers, like no one ever clocks what they're wearing. Mm-mm. And it's like, you can't wear that.
Yeah.
But as hairdressers, because we're in the service industry, even though I'm not in the service, I don't know what all you are doing, but I'm not in the service industry.
I'm not a service provider.
I'm an artist, and you're paying me that way. But if you are a service provider, then you're going to be treated like you're going to be treated with all this bullshit of you have to dress a certain way and you have to disappear and you can't take off. The client's always right. It's like, and dress code is one of those things that anchors that belief system. Like you wear it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe it's still a thing. Currently from like students that come to us and they're like, oh yeah, we're not allowed to wear A, B, and C. I'm just like, what?
Clothes are made for protection against weather. And also self-expression. So it's like, especially if we sit there and we embrace this whole idea of like our industry is cultured as artists, and then we're going to put all these limits on our self-expression through our clothing.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. I'm going to talk about Sarah a lot in this episode, so you're welcome. But also, I'm like, and her team a little bit, because I love them. It was so much fun being with them. But one of her stylists, when she was first hired... And if you know,
what
can I say her name? She was on our show, but
no, just
okay, whatever.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. But she came in fully like dressed up in a professional like suit, Sarah, the salon owner, was like, "You don't have to."
Oh, she didn't. She came like that's what she thought she was supposed to
exactly.
Wear.
And Sarah was like, "If you look great." But I just want you to know that there is no dress code. And like the next day she was in like her normal attire. And that's so cool of a moment to just, I think hairstylists don't believe it when they really meet a DTH salon owner or walk into a DTH salon.
And salons don't believe anything that we say.
I know. And
until
then
they're in coaching.
They're just like, they're always waiting for the trick and there is no trick. You can wear what you want, you can make your own schedule.
It's like when we tell people you have unlimited time off and they go and then they come and tell you they're going to take time off and I'm like, I don't care.
I don't care. Did you close your books? Cool.
I don't
Bye.
Care what you're doing
I don't
or where
see
you are. And if you don't come back, I'm just going to put someone else in your place.
But I asked on my Instagram, like, what do you want us to talk about in our next like recording session? And it came up multiple times with dress code. And I laughed because I was like, what? Like, why is this the thing?
So I'm going to play devil's advocate in a few things here because I do understand that you may have a salon and someone wears something and you're like, I don't want that.
Well,
I don't want that. It's your business.
You can still make a decision.
This is where people don't, because we don't know how to communicate and we don't know what we actually want, what we don't want in our business, we create bullshit, like archaic we use bullshit archaic terms like dress code.
Or because you're unprofessional.
Or unprofessional. Because we don't know how to say,
hey, don't you can show wear your nipples you, today at work.
Like, yeah.
Which also, free the nip, but also it's up to the salon owner if they want
to. If you want to be a salon owner and you allow nipples to be exposed, then that's fine. But if you want to be a salon, it's probably not fine, like for sanitary reasons.
Yeah.
But if you want to be a salon owner who doesn't, that's fine too. But I think when we say there's no dress code, people are like, well, what if people just come to work naked and you can see their butthole? It's like, what do you, if you hire someone that comes to work naked and you can see their butthole, you need to fire them.
Now that you said butthole twice on our podcast. Yeah.
It's not as good as nipple, right?
Yeah.
Or it's not,
it's not fun.
Nipple was good, but like butthole is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Drives the point home. And now a word from our sponsors.
What if you could still give your clients great hair with less products? What if that product line made you money with less inventory on the shelves? What if that product line was also made with gentle ingredients, is biodegradable, and the packaging is refillable? All this may seem impossible, but with Hairstory, it is possible. Hairstory is a brand that is equal parts mindful as it is great hair. Give your clients amazing products while filling your bank account with extra cash. Ready to try new wash for free? Visit hairstory.com/DTH to get pro access today. When we talk about all these freedoms for stylists, it's because our industry and salon owners specifically, and we love our salon owners, and honestly, we work primarily with salon owners.
I mean, I don't love all of them.
Okay, fine. But the reality is that there has been so many restrictions and putting hairstylists into a box that they are fucking fed up and just like thrashing now, you know? And it's just but like, there's no need for it.
The whole dress code thing is like, because you don't know how to say, please don't wear that. And you think you have to just, I think that's where people get it wrong. Like, they're like, well, I don't have a rule that says they can't. It's like, the rule is you just said they can't. That the rule just got
created. It's your business.
You just said it.
Yeah.
Right? You didn't say it before because you didn't have to.
Yeah.
And now you said it. I think people forget, like, you can educate.
Just have conversations.
And have, you can have conversations and educate as you go.
Communication.
If I, you know, There has been times that we've had coaches teach classes and I'm like, can you not wear that?
Yeah.
Like on the recording of the class, right? And it's not because it doesn't look good. It's because I'm looking at the screen and I'm like, it's not right for this. And I have the right to say that.
Yeah, because it's our business.
And I think, but people are so afraid of that instead they just go, okay, we're all black. Okay, make sure that you're, for women, it's weird.
Female dress code. Oh, well, okay, we're going to get that.
That's
I will say that our salons have never had an issue with dress code. I've never had to have conversations about dress code ever, and all of them have freedom of expression. And that's the point, too. It's like, just allow it, and if there is an issue, you can solve it.
I will say there has been a few that let me tell you what the main, it's the same one every time.
Oh, okay.
It's armpits.
Oh, well, that's I know in Florida, like, you had to have your armpits covered, like, legally.
Well, it's funny because it's all the Florida salons.
It's hot as fuck, dude. I don't blame them.
Okay, so, again,
that's sanitation. This is not...
But again, whether or not you want to allow it is still up to you, but you don't have to have a dress code that makes sure that everyone dresses like a Mennonite so that they don't break the dress code. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But back to your point about women, I remember multiple, and I'm curious in your career how many times people have told you to dress differently as a man. But I have been told, I remember one of our front desk person when I worked in a salon with the front desk. I was very young. This is literally like 10, 12 years ago. And them being like, if you wore costume jewelry, if you really wore more jewelry and you put on a lip, you would get more clients. Like, you're not professional.
If you wore costume
like
jewelry.
Like, big, bulky.
I'm having a deja vu. I feel like we mentioned this before.
Oh, we did. I had to have. It still stings. I'm not over it.
What's costume jewelry?
Like, at the time, those big, bulky,
who sold those?
Plasticky, like, Claire's?
No, but, like, what are the stay-at-home moms that would, like, sell that cheap-ass jewelry?
I don't know. I wasn't into it. But then when I worked as an educator, I was constantly told, where's your lip? Put on a lip. If I could tell you how many times I heard, put on a lip, you should put some mascara on. You should put some eyeshadow on. Like.
Which is hilarious because now that you love it.
Yeah.
But
at the time I was like, don't tell me. Now I like putting makeup on. Like, But that's my point of, like, I feel professional. It's not like I was walking in there, like, straight out of bed. Like.
No, but you weren't female enough. You weren't feminine enough. You weren't.
Exactly.
You weren't fitting the stereotype they needed. I have never been told to.
Yeah.
Change anything.
And that's the point.
I think just
point made.
Just to wrap it up, the idea here is that if you have a dress code, get rid of it.
Just see what happens.
But that doesn't mean it's a free-for-all.
Yeah.
Every person that hears us talk is like, well, you just want everyone to do whatever they want, and they're gonna start World War III.
They're creating movies before they've even. It's like we're very solution-based company. So like if there's a problem, we will create a solution. But let's just experience something.
Yeah, let's let a real problem happen.
Not the made-up one that you're losing sleep over that never happens.
And by the way, if you are a female and you have been, what's the word? Criticized to, like, dress a certain way to salon. It's different. I know men out there have not been told mm-hmm. about anything. So if you're a female, I would love to hear the story. Because I think there's a lot.
Or if you're queer, I guarantee you, you've been told something.
Oh, yeah. Again, but probably female presenting because mm-hmm.
yeah.
male presenting,
no.
no one gives a shit. Unless you show your armpits, then people have had enough.
Flip the fuck out.
I think the moral of the story is like, don't show up naked with your butthole hanging out.
Next time on Destroy the Hairdresser, the podcast. Busyness to me is truly an illusion because it's this like, false success.